fans view. We'll let you get a fans view. You keep talking.
Yeah, we'll have a little word with Rob Bolden, of course, the on the SSA board, aren't you, mate?
I see.
Have you erected about that, Rob?
It was an excellent performance. We got the result we deserved. A bit nervy going to penalties, but I really think that the team deserved the win. But well, some of the football we played was excellent.
How much of a travesty would it have been, though, if Stoke City had actually won on penalties? Because they didn't deserve it on the night, surely?
Definitely not. They barely had a shot, to be honest with you, Steve. I mean, the only thing is, it was the final ball wasn't fantastic from us at times, but I thought Russell and Lee was superb on the right hand side.
He has been good. Do you think? How do you think? Obviously, the side that actually started the game seemed a very defensive side, didn't it? You know, not many attacking options, but there was plenty of attacking play from Mansfield. But as you said, the final third.
Yeah, definitely. There were quite a number of really good crosses, especially from Ullenbeek on the right, and he was knocking the ball in. We weren't quite getting on the end of it, but the back four were superb. I thought Day and Buxton. I know Jake had the error for the first goal, but I thought the centre halves were excellent again.
What about Saturday and Monday? Of course, two very big games coming up for Mansfield Town. Boston United away on the Saturday, Notts County on the bank holiday Monday. What sort of formation? He's given himself a few selection headaches, hasn't he, Mr. Palmer?
He has. I mean, it just proves that we've actually got 20 good players at the moment, and it's very difficult for, you know, supporters to think what the best 11 is. I mean, I'm sure if we spoke about it, we'd probably differ what we thought the best 11 was, so I'm sure Carlton's the same.
I mean, the big question is, Rob, of course, what does he do on Saturday? Does he stick with the formation that started tonight, or does he bring back Tipton, bring back Birchall from the start, or what does he do? Does he stay with Barker and Beardsley up front? Do you think the Barker-Beardsley combination worked?
I think it did. I think the Barker-Brown one excites me a little bit more, to be honest. I think Brown's got the pace up front. Whether he can do it for a whole 90 minutes or not, I don't know, but I think Ullenbeek's pressed a really strong claim for a place in the starting 11 for Saturday. I thought he was man of the match, to be honest.
I've got to agree with you, Rob. I thought Gus Ullenbeek played that extremely well, put a load of really good crosses in. Let's see if we can grab Dean Foulkes now. Rob, thank you very much for your time. See if we can have a word with Dean, the chairman of the SSA, the chairman of the official Stags Supporters Club, of the official Stags fans, that will be really, really happy at the end of a really entertaining night's football, really dramatic, Dean, wasn't it?
It was a fantastic night's football, weren't it? We were just saying, you compare it to last season's Carling Cup game against Preston, and it's just, you know, beyond belief.
Of course, that one got postponed for a factory fire first, didn't it, when Preston were really poor and not doing anything.
That's right.
And then by the time the replay game came around, Preston were on a bit of a roll, weren't they?
That's right.
But tonight, absolutely terrific.
Oh, brilliant.
A couple of questions. What does Carlton Palmer do on Saturday? Uncle Carlton, I've described him to
Uncle
in the past
Carlton.
With yourself. Well, what does Carlton Palmer do Saturday? How does he? What sort of squad does he pick? Does he pick the side that started tonight and have proved a much better opposition than what we had against Peterborough United in the second half, or does he make the changes to accommodate Boston?
Well, he gets paid plenty of money to make these decisions, Steve.
It's a good headache, isn't it?
That's it. It's a good headache to have. I think it does give him a problem. I mean, I think everybody tonight took the chance. I don't think you can say that anybody's disappointed tonight. I thought the whole team played really well and they fought for each other. I think that was the most important thing. You could see what it meant to everybody at the end. And it was good to see Jason White have a bit of glory, because he has been sort of tempted to be farmed out on loan this year. So I think that was great to see.
What about the actual mood of the fans, Dean? You know, obviously we done the commentary right from the very start of the game. Was the feeling of, you know, oh, well, we're going to get hammered tonight, we'll just turn up, hence the, you know, low crowd despite the reduced admission, and particularly after Stoke City scored after 11 minutes?
I think it's disappointing, isn't it, attendance-wise, but I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, people, you know, football fans, they're fickle, aren't they? It's impatient. We've had a lot of games, you know, including the friendly games, but I think they came out the blocks really, really well. And they made Stoke look a very ordinary side, and, you know, make no bones about it, Stoke aren't, you know, they're not a poor side. I don't think they played well tonight, but I don't think we let them play. I mean, they're halfway up in the Championship, they've had a good start to the season.
Good win on Saturday, of course, beating home to Luton Town, didn't they?
And I think it was their first team tonight, Steve, weren't it?
It was indeed, yeah. Did the the atmosphere within the stadium? Did the fans sort of rally up with the way that the Stags were playing? You know, the disappointment of going a goal down rather unjustly and against the run of play. We noticed certainly, and I know that the listeners noticed that the decibels actually started to rise. The longer the game went on, people got encouraged, didn't they?
Well, that's it. I think, you know, it was plain that nobody buckled tonight. Nobody sort of went higher, and everybody fought for each other. And Richard Barker, I think, again, were brilliant. He led by example. But I think you're right. I think the atmosphere were great tonight. And it's strange sometimes how you can have a low crowd and a great atmosphere, and sometimes you can have a 4,000 or 5,000, and you have had, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people sort of moaning at every single touch. And you know, it's refreshing. And I think the sides prove that if you can get behind them and they look as if they wanna play for the crowd. I mean,